Welcome to A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida. The message entitled, Are We Really One? Is given by Pastor Bob Geckler. A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida.
And may we be in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our readings today offer us quite a variety of views. In the first reading, the psalmist reminds us that God ultimately is in charge, not us. That reminder comes with a warning as well. God can and will bring down evil and those who choose a path of evil.
Amen.
In the words of the psalmist, fire consumes the foes on every side. But for those who look to God, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people will see his glory. That struggle between good and evil that we see throughout the Bible, and indeed throughout life itself. Jesus knew there would be good and there would be evil throughout life and throughout the world. He knew that his message of love, of peace, of acceptance, and of following in his path would be welcomed by some and rejected by others. That is just the way it works. Perhaps a more colloquial way of putting it, there are winners and there are losers. Free will, free choice. Jesus realized how tempted we are by the influences of evil all around us. He had experienced temptation himself. And I'm sure it was not easy for him to hold strong against it. But he did. Sadly, too often, we do not. When a person enters military service, they are subjected to that delightful experience of basic training, or commonly called boot camp. I guess now the correct term for it is actually recruit training. But whatever term we want to use, it's still a difficult 2 to 3 months. It must, however, be difficult, as the outcome is critical. Certainly, physical strength and endurance are part of it, but so are mental and emotional strength and endurance. The potential battles ahead demand such preparation, or they are sure to be lost. There is another important aspect of such training that is equally, if not more, important. That is to build a respect for the importance of teamwork. In battle, as in life, teamwork can make or break whatever is being attempted. Sports teams, at their best, are teams, not just a collection of individual players doing their own thing. In fact, many times when an individual tries to become the main focus of the sporting event, the team falls apart and fails. Now, that does not belittle the importance of leadership, which is truly very important. But that is different from someone taking on a feeling of self-importance that has not been earned. Jesus saw the divisions between people, and he knew they would always be there. But he prayed for unity among his followers, because like a good sports team, they would do best when they worked together as one body, united in mission and effort. He prayed that his followers would be one as he was one with his Father. One, like a parent and a child. Think about that relationship. There is a unity that exists. They share characteristics. But it doesn't mean they are exactly the same. Yet there is a bond of love and respect for one another, regardless of the differences, at least hopefully. In the Church of Jesus, unity in core principles and core values is vital to our mission in this world. Expressing our love for God and God's love for us and for one another. Showing forgiveness to others and confessing and receiving forgiveness from God. The church as it is manifested on earth will never be homogeneous, and I don't think it should be. There are a variety of ways to worship and to express our praise to God.
Amen.
Some churches have a high liturgy, while others are informal. Some have thousands in huge cathedrals, while others gather in a small room. None is better or worse than the other. Nor is one right and the other wrong. They are simply different, just as people are different and have different tastes and interests. Not better or worse, different. It is indeed a sad commentary on church life, however, that such acceptance seems elusive. We no doubt know of churches that proclaim everyone is welcome. Yet that acceptance of everyone means everyone who thinks as they do and agrees with their ways, thoughts, and opinions. I assure you, that is not the unity Jesus wanted and prayed for. And those who claim to follow Jesus, yet shun those who they don't agree with, will one day answer for their actions. I am not saying we should condone sin, but we are to love and welcome everyone, even or perhaps especially sinners. As one body of Christ reaching out into the world, it is important that we present a unified front, embracing the diversity of different cultures and traditions, while holding strong to the gospel of Christ. When we do so, we build one another up to face the challenges we face. A cross stitch Karen did that hangs in our house has this section from Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Two are better off than one, because together they can work more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other can help him up. That's how it should be with us. Our little church has had a difficult road thus far. But when we work as one, building each other up and lifting one another when we are weak or suffering or simply down, we can do amazing things in Jesus' name. Are we really one? We may have our differences, but I sure want to think that yes, in Christ, we are one. May it be so for all of us. Amen.
Amen.
And please be with me in prayer. Lord Jesus, unity is so elusive. Yet you prayed that we be one and called us to work for that unity. May we do our very best to be faithful to that calling as followers of you and your gospel message of love. In your holy name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida. The message entitled, Are We Really One? Was given by Pastor Bob Geckler. Our church gathers for worship and fellowship Sundays at 12 noon in the choir room of the First Presbyterian Church, located at 60 Bell Boulevard in Lehigh Acres. You can contact us by email at locc.lehigh@yahoo.com. And now may the love and grace of our Lord Jesus dwell within you.